Welcome to the show. This is your host, David Yanez, and you're listening to Midwatch with the Rev. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for being a part of our broadcast. Our address is Revelation Ministries, P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas, 77325. I want to tell you that God is doing some great things in our ministry, great things in our life, and we're getting excited about Easter weekend right now. We are just a few days away. This is Thursday before the Good Friday, and we are excited that God is doing some good things here. Just like any other church, we are praying and preparing and getting ready to see a big harvest of people coming to church. Praise God. I know a lot of us don't agree with a lot of the attention the Easter Bunny gets or the Easter egg hunt. I think we've had even little spats here and there at our church of people not agreeing at Easter egg hunts and all that other stuff. And, you know, to me, I throw that all to the wind. Like, who cares? You know, we're getting people in the church. And I'm excited because, not because of that stuff, but that stuff just helps draw people over. But I'm excited about this having an opportunity to get this place just packed with people that normally they won't come to a regular service. They won't come through to a thing. But there's something about Easter. You know, there's something about Easter that just fills the place up. Now, there's two holidays. Now, I live in Kingwood, and there's a Catholic church just down the street from us. Now, I'm not Catholic, but there's a Catholic church there. And every time there's an event, an event being like Christmas services or Easter services, the road is blocked. You know, throughout the entire year, I always know during Easter week and during Christmas week, we don't even go by that part of the subdivision because the road is blocked by police officers and they are escorted into the church and escorted out of the church. You know, and they have people just making sure that they're getting crossed across the streets. There's cars picking people up. And even there's another church, a Baptist church, just down the street from where I live. And they're pretty packed during those services, too. In fact, they have a overflow at the elementary school in the parking lot. They use the parking lot, the front and the back, to get people into church. And that's a good thing to know that people will be in services this weekend. Praise God that people are going to come in that normally won't attend church. But you know what? Something about Easter, about the Passover, about the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, it is something about that week that just even tugs at the most skeptic Christians out there and the most, I would say, lazy ones that won't get up and make it a routine to go to church and to get themselves in front of God, but they will go there on Easter. They will be in their Sunday best. They'll be dressed up. I remember when I was back in the military, I used to live in Orange County when I wasn't in Long Beach, and I would always make sure I would get there and be at service on any time I had opportunity. I would get there and I would be to service, and I would get there all the time. But on Easter service, everybody made an effort to get there. I mean, I couldn't wait to get to church. Whenever my ship moored and we're ready to unload, and if it was on a Wednesday night or a Sunday night or even a Friday night, they had some prayer meetings, I was there. I would always be there when the church doors opened because I just wanted to be in front of God. And it wasn't like that all the time. But, you know, that place was maybe half full during the regular year, but then it was packed. Standing room only. They used to have to open up the back where the youth used to be and have to fill it up with people there during Sunday Easter service and also during Christmas as well. But Easter, just make something happen. Easter weekend, it happens to be a time when people look at the death and the resurrection of Jesus, which is the most awesome thing. Now, Christmas is great. It's the birth of Christ, but the death and the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, that is an awesome thing. That is something that we cannot try and find an answer for other than that. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for giving us your Son, Jesus Christ, whom we love so much and whom you love so much that you gave him that we could live, Father. We thank you, God. We praise you, God. And I just want to find my ministry Bible, which I don't have in front of me, but I have my phone, And you know what? My phone has a Bible. And we were having some issues trying to come on the air today, but I'm like, you know what? I have to do a service. I'm going to have to do a show. You know, I get confused half the time. Sometimes I call them shows. Sometimes when I'm preaching, I call it a show. Sometimes when I'm doing a show, I call it a service. And it just gets kind of weird sometimes because I get those two things confused. And I was trying to get the show on, and I want to announce this. First of all, let me give you our address. It's Rev Media Network, P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas, 77325. Please write us. Let me know that you're listening. Let me know that these shows are doing something for your life. And you can email me if emailing's what you do. And a lot of people do that nowadays. That's why the post office is running out of money. It's David@RevMediaNetwork.com. Again, it's David@RevMediaNetwork.com. We have just started and have just put together a channel. Unlike any other channel that is out there. Unlike anything you may have seen before. We have put together a prayer and counseling channel. Actually, it's called the Counseling and Prayer Channel. You may have seen it up the last week if you've been on the radio channels and you go through the regular way of listening. If you're not listening through another website that has our player, and if you go to RevMediaNetwork.com under radio channels and you see channel 1, 2, 3, and then there's channel 4. And it is an amazingly anointed channel. Now, our talk show channel, I got to tell you, it's the tops. It is the best. Our music channel, well, I tell you what, it's anointed and it's the best as well. Our sermon channel has anointed men of God preaching on it, and it's the best. And now this prayer and counseling channel, what you're going to be able to hear on this is going to be amazing. Let me tell you what it is. You're going to hear Mrs. June Hunt. June Hunt, who wrote the book, best-selling book, Forgiven When You Don't Feel Like It. How many of us have ever felt that? I tell you, I felt a special anointing today when I signed on the air with the prayer, the counseling and prayer channel. I felt something strong in that control room when I put that together. I just can't explain it, but I felt it was like I was supposed to get this done. And I felt the anointing of God just go through that radio broadcast. And I tell you what, we only have probably 17 hours of broadcasting on there right now because I'm still getting shows from June Hunt's ministry, Hope for the Heart and Hope in the Night. And then I'm also getting some from David Woods. Now, who's David Woods? David Woods is out of, I believe he's out of Washington, Washington State. But right now he's in Kentucky, so I'm a little, I got some shows from him from Kentucky this last week, and we load them in the player. And what he does from midnight till 4 in the morning, this brother is broadcasting. Good Lord, that is not what God called me to do. Praise God, it's not what he told me to do, but it's what he told Brother David to do. And Brother David is on that, and he is faithful. He is on top of it every single time from midnight to 4 a.m. It's a call-in show, and people that aren't feeling well, people that are just having a hard time, he is there to be a blessing. He is there to touch their lives. So just a couple of things I want to make sure that you get, and that is this. The Counseling and Prayer Channel, it is live right now. We just turned on the streamer, and it is going right now. June Hunt was first one up, and then David Woods. It's going to have predominantly their broadcasts. It's going to have their broadcast, and you're going to be able to hear them maybe at an hour of their two-hour show. I believe June is the two-hour shows you're going to get. David, we got some one-hour shows and two-hour shows, but his show is actually 4 hours. But you're not going to miss a beat with David. I was listening to some of those shows, and Pastor David is awesome. He brings the word of God, but he prays, brother. That man knows how to pray. I can tell a man when that knows how to pray, and he is a man that knows how to pray. He has some of that Holy Ghost anointing on him, and it's powerful, and he's very loving, and he wants to see God just move. And when I see that, I heard it, I just felt that this was what we need. His ministry is called Pray America Live. Pray America Live. And he's just praying midnight to 4, praying on a broadcast that broadcasts all over the nation on different stations. So you're going to be able to hear it here on RevMediaNetwork.com. But to hear his live broadcast, I want you to go to the live events page for a midnight to 4 Central Standard Time, midnight to 4 a.m. Central Standard Time, on the live events page. He has his ministry again. It's called Pray America Live. You'll see the banner. Click on that banner, and you'll go to hear his message. But before he broadcasts, on the live event page, there's Miss June Hunt, and she does a counseling ministry, and that's Monday through Friday for David Woods. And so does Miss June Hunt. She does Monday through Friday on the on her own player as well, on live events. If you click on her banner, you're going to hear, you will hear Hope in the Night. And if you hear Hope in the Night, you will hear the broadcast of Miss June Hunt. And she broadcasts from 11 p.m. Central Standard Time to 1 p.m. That's a two-hour counseling call-in show. You can call in to these guys. You can tell them you're listening from whatever city and whatever country you're listening in. And they will pray with you. They will counsel you. And they want you to call in. So that is the way, reason this is so exciting. It's because we added them to the live events page. I'm taking the effort to make sure we broadcast them. So I want you to take the effort to listen to them. Praise God. There's many people that make excuses why they don't come to church. And there's no excuse not to be able to hear our broadcast. You can hear us almost on any device. You can hear us on the internet. You can be a part of this by just tuning in on the station, or you can be a part of it by just making sure that you're listening at 2 o'clock anytime, anywhere on our station. So we have the live events with June Hunt and David Woods. And then we also have live events that we're just adding another church, and we'll get to that one in a minute. But I want to let you know that the prayer and the Counseling and Prayer channel, I may have to rename it because they keep saying Prayer and Counseling, and I named it Counseling and Prayer. So either way, it's a live feed from us, and you have the shows from last week. All the ones that were updated the last week will always be on the player, and we're just going to keep rotate them like that. And if you want to hear the show live, you can actually tune in anywhere from 11 o'clock to 4 o'clock in the morning to either of these broadcasts, and one of them will be on, and that'll be on the live events page. So we're excited. This is the first time that we've kind of catered to another ministry to help them put their broadcast, and we're doing the stream for them itself. There's a couple of ministries we do that for, but this is the first time that we actually are installing new equipment for, so we can do that. So pray for us. We've got to put the funds together to get that together as well. And right now we're running it off of a couple of computers, and we're just excited to have them a part of us. But the scripture I want to read, and we all know it, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever shall believe shall have everlasting life. Let's read it, though. That's kind of just paraphrased, and it's pretty much right. But we want to make sure that this weekend, this scripture is going to be read. This scripture is going to be powerful. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but the world through him might be saved. Can we all say that? For God sent his son into the world not to condemn the world, but the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already. But he that hath believed on the name of God, on the only begotten Son of God, this is the combination, that the light has come into the world, and the men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, and that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever shall believeth on him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Now that is a powerful scripture, and I wanted to read that to you. I wanted to get that out on Easter week. I know everybody's going to read it this weekend, or some format of it. And you got to understand what we're doing here. It's all about Jesus. I really felt that by serving these ministries, God's just going to bless our ministry. And I have several needs for this ministry. And I believe by serving these people that God is going to bless those needs. I always sow my seeds. I always put those out there. But I also water them. And I water them by serving. I water them by being a blessing to people. And when you do that, when you focus on being a blessing, you're going to seldom, first of all, seldom have to pray for one, but you're going to also have a new look on life. It's going to be not a me attitude, not a me first attitude, but when you put others first, God's going to be a blessing to you. And it's an amazing thing. It's an amazing thing. And I really believe that God is going to touch the hearts of those that are listening right now. God's going to touch your hearts as well. that really want to see the power of God just move in. We are getting ready for so many different things. But, you know, everything we're doing, we're trying to see how God will use whatever skills we have, whatever ideas we have. We're just trying to see what he would use to be a blessing to other people, to be a blessing to things, and to be a blessing to ministries. I'm seeing like no other time before. I am seeing the heart of the man of God, the heart of the woman of God that really wants to be used by God, that really wants God to use their life. I'm seeing them being stirred up. Friends of mine are all getting together and trying to pray and figure out the best way for God to use them. That's an exciting thing, my friends. When people decide to hearken and to hear the voice of God and to do what he sends them to do, it is an awesome thing when agendas are pushed aside, when popularity contests are put aside, when my church is bigger than your church and your church is bigger than my church, or competition just supersedes itself and we put it aside. It is an awesome thing. It is an awesome thing when we all look and when we all understand that God has a purpose for each of us, that each of us are called according to his purpose, and that we have a destiny to do things. And I got a compliment the other day, and I want to impart it to you. I want to make this thing aware to you. I was visiting with a good friend of mine, Mr. Kelly Brown, and we were just hanging out and visiting, and we prayed for one another, and he had some good words for me in faith. And I tell you what, that is a man that is a true prophet of God. He's consecrated. He's separated. He's put in front of God daily, and he goes through life believing, and he does battle a sickness that he's getting over in. And we prayed about that, and God touched him. But what he encouraged me was afterwards, he said, "David, you bring passion. Amen. You bring passion to the work. You bring passion to what you're trying to do. You bring the passion that needs to be in that just makes people want to do something." Well, I thank God that he's given me passion. Praise God. I thank God that throughout everything that we do, there's a passion in us to see God move, to see God touch people's lives. You got to have a passion, my friends. Every time I look around me, I want to see people wanting to do things for the Lord. You say, "Well, who do we touch?" Well, if I can't touch them, I hope you will. I hope something I say will get you inspired. Something I say will make you excited. Something I say will change the way you think and make you want to do more. How many of us really think that we can do more for God? How many of us really think that we can have a passion and expectation? You know, I preached a month ago at a church. And when I preached there, it was my second time coming back through there. At a Kingdom Faith Fellowship, I believe it's Kingdom Faith Center. It's one of the names. It's anyway. I went and preached there, and you didn't know people were expecting. There was an expectation level, because when I went in there and we got to the healing portion of the ministry, people were being touched already. People were being ministered to already. There was nothing, absolutely nothing, that they could not believe for at that moment. In fact, when people were walking up, they got healed. People that were needing healing got their healing that night because they were expecting. Well, I want you to expect more every day. But most of all, I want you to expect more how God can use you, how God can build you and restore things in your life. You may have lost your luster. You may have lost your ideas. You may have lost your just a pattern that you used to get the things done for the Lord. You know, a lot of times we are moved back and forth to different things for God to get done. And sometimes we lose, sometimes our identity in ministry. Like we have been, like when I left the military, I was identified in there as a minister and people were being blessed. And not because of my rank or my rate, but because I just had a passion for God and people were touched. And I was always known as a person that they would come to for prayer or for the word of God, or whenever there was a need, they would come to me and we would pray. But when I left that, it took me several years to really find my identity again, to minister and to preach. You know, right now I'm identified as a radio station and TV and books and preaching and, you know, evangelizing and missions. You know, that's the identity. But if that ever changed, if something ever happened and that was not there anymore. I would probably struggle again to try and figure out where I fit in. Well, my friends, sometimes it's not about fitting in. Sometimes it's about just getting in. Do you know what I'm saying? Just get inside. Get in front of people. Get in front of somebody. Talk to them about Jesus. You see, this is the week that we got to realize this is our evangelism call. Every time we have Easter, every time we celebrate the Lord's resurrection, every time we look at heaven and tell him, thank you, God, for doing this, it is time for us to stand up and believe and that we can do something for him. It is time for us to look at our life and say, hey, has anything changed in the past year? Just give it a year. Don't go 10 years. Just go a year. Has anything changed? Has people's lives changed? Because there's nothing that I am doing differently, then you need to change it. You need to change it. The reason I get excited every time we put a new broadcast on, every time we put a new ministry on the air with us, the reason I get so excited, and I'll tell you why right now, is because we're putting someone on that's going to change someone's life. You know, I can't change everyone, praise God, but I know that as we add people, they're going to change people. And we add different ministries. We just added yesterday. It's not online yet, but there are players online. And they started broadcasting last night. I got a call 2 days ago from Christian Temple Holiness Church in North Carolina. And they asked if they could come on the air with us because they needed help on their streaming. I talked to them over what we usually do and how we could help them. And, of course, there was no cost. But if they want to be a blessing, it would be a great thing to help us. And do you know, the next day they called me and they were having troubles broadcasting on the current broadcaster that they use, and they say, can we go ahead and make that switch now? Do you know we got them set up within 15, 20 minutes? I dropped what I was doing because I seen a brother in need, and he had a heart that he really wanted this to broadcast. He didn't want to be a burden, and he wasn't. He wasn't at all. And I went ahead and I put together the broadcast for him, and it took me about 10, 20 minutes. I had to go get my kids from school, so I just ran over there after that, and I checked with them on the way back and called them, and they were broadcasting. In fact, when I got back and sat down in front of my computer, I could see them and see their church. That quick, my friends. That is how quick God can start adding people to your ministry. That was a call overnight. So we got another church we just added, and again, that is Christian Temple Holiness Church, and it is in North Carolina. I'll have all the information on that one on the website within this next week, but they are already broadcasting. People are already being blessed through this station. So I want to encourage you. I want to inspire you. I want to try and tell you that there is something in you that God can use today. There is something in you that God will bless somebody with if you just let him bless somebody with it. Too many of us have been disappointed. Too many of us have got tired of waiting. I'm 40 years old, my friends, and I've been preaching since I was a child. And last 3 years, everything's happening in my ministry. Now, I've preached and I've traveled, and it's been great, but there's been a purpose on things. I'm just not a preacher. I'm just not a person that has a church, but there's a purpose, a bigger purpose that God has given me, and the station's part of it. Revenue TV, we're almost finished setting up our set, and I know we're taking a while. Praise God, but we are taking a while, but we're going to get that thing running and moving and stuff, and we are just excited that we're almost there. We are almost there. So I appreciate everyone that listens and the people that have listened over the last 3 years, the faithful listeners. We got about 1,500 people that constantly listen to this show every single day. We have over 20,000 people in the month that come to the station. Some of the months we have over 100,000 people. So we don't really hear from anyone at all, but we do know they listen, and they listen for hours. And I'm excited about that, but I'm just going to keep praising God. There was this testimony that I got from a pastor, and he didn't know what he was doing. Praise God. He didn't know that he ministered to me when he mentioned to this. He said that there was a gentleman in Australia, and this gentleman, he would always go out and hand tracks out. No matter what, every day for several hours, he would hand tracks out on a certain street. And for years, he did this until the point that he could not even go out there anymore because of his health. Do you know, down the road, there is this minister that was talking to a person, and he told him, well, how did you get saved? And he goes, well, this guy handed me a track in Australia, and it blessed me. And he went to another, and then he said, wow, that's amazing. Do you know, within the next day, he had another person that with the same testimony, until we had collected several testimonies, and then he had to be in Australia. And when he landed, he asked the pastor who was with them, could you tell me where this guy that used to be at this street? He goes, oh, he don't do that no more. The one that handed the tracks, he goes, yeah. He goes, he don't do that anymore. He goes, do you know where he is? I just have to deliver him a message. And he's like, sure. He goes, we can find him. And they found the address, and they came to this man. And he said, he goes, I need to talk to him. So when he's sitting there talking to him, and he explained to him how he got started and how many years he did this, and he paid for everything out of his own pocket. And he goes, you know, I don't even know if anyone got saved. He goes, but I would hand tracks to anyone and everyone. And then the guy looked at him and said, my brother. He goes, do you know about this gentleman that got saved? People got saved through your efforts. They said that you were the one that saved some of them from suicide, that saved some of them from a life that they were living, that was going to hell, that saved some of them from that were so empty, some people that weren't satisfied. These people were touched by you because you were faithful to do this for X amount of years. I think it was like 20 or 30 years he handed out tracts. And this pastor looked at him and said, these are just the testimonies that I ran into. This is not even testimonies about anyone else that may have gone through that I have not gotten in contact with. He goes, so you've done more than you think you did. My friends, you are doing more than you think you are. When you live for God and you do what God is telling you, you are doing more than you think you are. You know, this station is doing more than we think we are. And that really encouraged me, because when we do these broadcasts, we don't hear from people, but we keep on being faithful. Can you say amen to that? Faithfulness, God will reward. Faithfulness is God is pleased when a man is faithful. When someone is faithful to doing the work, God is pleased with that, my friends. You have to be able to stay the course. What did Jesus say? He that puts his hands on the plow and looketh back is not worthy of the kingdom of God. You know what? Don't look back. Don't wonder who's watching you, my friends. Don't wonder. That's just my own interpretation, another type of interpretation. Don't wonder what you're missing. Don't look who's trying to pass you up. Don't look, you know, where things are behind you or who's beside you. Just look forward, my friends. Stay your course. Work it well. And when we look at this and we see Rev Media Network and we see the great things that we're doing out there, and we got to say that it's God. It is God that is doing this work. I know that there's so many things I want to share with you, and we just have a short time today. I have so many things we're getting done. We almost didn't make it on the air. We're having some sound problems, and the problem was me, not really anything else. One of my wires to the actual mixer was down, and it wasn't going in stereo, and all you were getting was the music part of my intro with one of the beats, and it sounds so distorted. I'm glad it didn't hit start and start working with it, but, you know, it's a good thing. It's a good thing. We're going to cut to a quick break. I need to get me something to drink. My throat is going dry. I've been preaching too much to you today. What have y'all been doing that I have to preach to you today? We'll be right back. Here's Dr. Dwight Allen, and we'll be back in just a minute. We're going to play a couple of commercials from him.
A 60-second look at sports with Dr. Dwight Allen.
After the Dan Weldon disaster, I asked the chaplain of the Indy 500, Bob Hills, what can be learned from that tragedy?
Drivers need to respect one another and respect what can happen. And I think through the years, as I've listened to a lot of our drivers, that the Rick Mears, the Allenser Juniors, the Johnny Rutherfords, the Allenser Seniors, and A.J. Voigt, when you listen to them, they talk about you understand one another as a driver and you respect the level that you're driving out there. And I think we probably need to improve on that element so that our drivers don't just step on the gas and go. You've got to be a little more cautious in that.
On the racetrack, we must remember to treat others as you would want them to treat you, because literally, what goes around comes around. Something to think about. Now remember, don't quit.
A 60-second look at sports with Dr. Dwight Allen.
I have followed the career of U.S. figure skater Elisa Szczesny since she was a student at Bowling Green University. I've spoken in the church where she and her family then attended. She has been the best U.S. women's figure skater over the past two seasons. She placed second and first at the last two U.S. championships. Highest U.S. women's finisher at the 2011 Worlds. Yet the U.S. figure skating guru said no to her participating at the recent Four Continents competition. Elisa and her entire family moved to Detroit to allow Elisa to be closer to an ice rink where she could do her 4 o'clock in the morning workouts. Pray for Elisa Szczesny, as she's a great Christian young lady who deserves better. But God's got something bigger for her. I'm positive of that.
A 60-second look at sports with Dr. Dwight Allen.
People are now comparing Jeremy Lin of the New York Knicks with Tim Tebow. Both are bona fide Cinderella stories. Yes, they both win games in the waning moments of the game with previously losing teams. But the comparison that many overlook is their Christian faith. Jeremy says he's inspired by Tim Tebow, now described as the Taiwanese Tebow. Jeremy struggled to get to this point, being bounced around the minor leagues of professional basketball. His pastor, Stephen Chu, says Lin's process includes rough nights, long prayers, and countless Bible studies. Chu concludes that Jeremy is trusting God and not his results. I don't think this is all coincident. I believe God is simply trying to get the attention of people. Just something to think about.
Hi, this is Pastor David Hope with Metro Church with a word about fulfilling your destiny. Galatians 4, verse 22 and 23 say that Abraham had two sons, one by a bondmaid, the other by a free woman. But he who was of the bondwoman was born after the flesh, but he of the free woman was by promise. Wow, he of the free woman was born by promise. Verse 29 tells us that he was born by the power of the Spirit. Everything that comes from the kingdom of God comes by promise. The promise is the word of God. 1 Peter chapter 1 says that God has given, past tense, unto us all things that pertain to life and godliness, and he has given us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. These promises are great and precious to you because they're your way of escape from the corruption that's in this world through lust. If you have everything that pertains to life and godliness, then you have no need to lust after anything. The key to reaching your destiny is this. Abraham was fully persuaded that God was for him, that God is good, and that God was willing and able to perform the thing that he had promised no matter what. For more information about Metro Church, visit our website at emetrochurch.com. That's the letter E, metrochurch.com. God bless you.
Welcome back. And that was, of course, Pastor David Hope with, it's supposed to say Words of Life Church, but it says Metro Church. He was just upstairs with me here. And I'm like, we are playing a Metro. He goes, well, we changed our name. I'm like, yeah, I never got to editing that. In fact, there's somewhere inside my thumb drive or my hard drive or one of the drives that I have, and I don't know where they're at. So we may have to just cut them entirely over again, and we'll see. I'll have to listen to them and see how I can edit them. But they sound pretty good. They need to be picked up a little bit higher on the volume. In fact, that was one of our first things we did, and we just made them so quick and threw them on the air. And since then, we've had so many other promos, but those are really good. And we just want to get those again. So again, we're talking about what's coming up this weekend, and we talked about the Counseling and Prayer Channel, which is live. And you can hear that right now if you go over. Don't go now because you're my guest. After here, you can go listen to that channel after I'm gone. But we're going to see what happens. It's a whole different type of broadcast, and we're going to see how God does this and how people are blessed from it. We're going to see if, first of all, we're going to see how many listeners start tuning in, and if so, I'm going to go out there and try and get some more people to listen to it, and we're going to see the power of God just touch people's lives. We're going to see it. So I want to tell you, have yourself a blessed weekend for sure. Get inside church. Go wherever you feel comfortable to worship. And if you don't have a place that you feel comfortable, well, get uncomfortable and go somewhere and just take in the Word of God, because God's going to change your life. He's going to change things for you. And the reason we broadcast so many different types of ministries is because we're trying to reach you, my friend. We're trying to reach those around you, and we're just trying to see how to be a blessing to the lives of those that listen. And sometimes, and this is sometimes, you're going to run into something that you don't like on our station, and you know what? That's okay. Just come back. You'll find something that you like, and you'll find something that is awesome. Now, NAB is the next 2 weeks. I may be going to that. I already have registrations already finished over there, but it's just the timing. Right now, I'm getting so much done, and also the costing going. I can actually buy some stuff that we need here at the station, so I may have to sit back on this one and just let that one pass. It's not really a Christian-oriented event in the sense that it's not, you know, put on by Christians as well, so it's a different type of place. But it's all about a convention, the Expo Center, with all the latest gadgets. All the TV people will be there, and it would be great for me to go. But sometimes you got to weigh things. Sometimes you got to weigh and do different things and see how it works. And I'm weighing it, and I'm still deciding. I still got one more freaking flyer ticket I can just take out and go to this event, and just praying, see if this is what God wants me to do. And right now, I think I'm going to sit back on it and see what happens. And hopefully something good comes up, even if I don't go, something from there that we can get things going. Anyway, my friends, I want to tell you, be blessed. We're going to go ahead and sign off just a few minutes early because I have to get some other things done with the prayer channel since we put that together. There's just a lot of things that have to get done before I leave the station. And I want to tell you, first of all, my friends, I feel honored and privileged to come to you every Monday through Friday at 2 o'clock, because God is faithful. God is faithful that He blesses. Every time I do this, I know, despite what anyone might wonder, God is doing great things with the broadcast that we do. And I want to tell you that just continue to pray for us. You can lift up a lot of things in our ministry, and you can lift up Revenue TV as well, because we're just getting that off the ground, and we'll see what God is doing. We'll catch you next time on the Midwatch. Remember, David Woods, June Hunt, on the prayer channel. They're also on live events page. Go to the website, find out the details. We're thinking next week we're going to probably have a couple of interviews with the cast from October Baby. And also we're going to talk to possibly Philip Telfer, who made Captivated, the movie Captivated. We're going to see all this, and we're going to be able to get this together hopefully by next week. If not, throughout the next couple of weeks, we'll have these broadcasts. So keep us in prayer, and let us know how you're doing. Just get a hold of us. We love you, my friends. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for being a part of our broadcast today. And thank you, most of all, for just being a part of our ministry family. Whoa, that is loud. Let me lower that. All right. That sounds better. I'm not blaring you out. All right. God bless you. We'll catch you next time on the Midwatch. Remember, our address is Rev Media Network, P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas, 77325. Our email, David@revmedianetwork.com. God bless you. We'll catch you next time on the Midwatch.